Good evening, Lehigh Valley, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon, and I'm your host this evening. And as you gather by the theme song, this program relates to business in the valley, in particular, what is happening to businesses in our valley. Tonight, our producer is Neil Heaver, and tonight's show is being taped. So we can't get your call-ins, although we'd really like to have them. So if you have a thought, a comment, a question about the show, please direct it to the email here at WDIY. It's info@wdiy.org, and I will repeat that again. So thanks for listening with us. Now, where to begin? It's been an extremely exciting year at Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. And as you will hear about the amount of activity that has been occurring by supporting both business growth in Lehigh and Northampton counties, you must also be aware that there's been some major changes within the organization's personnel at the same time. We hired a new marketing director and a new president CEO, both extremely important positions for Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. Some of you may have heard our new president and CEO on Alan Jennings' show a few weeks ago. I probably caught Don as he was talking about his role as Lehigh County executive and then his decision to come on to Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. All of this activity, all of the bringing the businesses to the Lehigh Valley and going through the transition of the personnel has happened under the watch of our board chair, Don Bernhard. Don wears many hats, but one he didn't expect to wear this year was interim executive director. So on tonight's show, I have both Dons. I will be referring to them as Don C., who is our CEO and president, and Don B., who is our board president. And I would like to introduce both of them to you and have them just say a few words before we get into the meat of our program. So Don Cunningham, Don C., welcome.
Well, thank you, Sally. Nice to be on. Great to be at LVEDC.
And nice to have you here in that role in this show. So thank you for being here tonight.
Well, you're very welcome, and thanks for focusing on business and the all-important issue, particularly coming off of the last several years of the national economy of business growth and job creation and marketing of the Lehigh Valley for businesses and helping businesses to grow here and come here, which is the role of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks. And now, Don Bernhard, Don B., welcome and thanks for being here. Now, you are also, you do have a day job, right?
I do. I'm Director of Community Affairs for PPL, and it's been a pleasure doing everything I've done for LVEDC. I've been involved since its inception, since before its inception, actually. I ran some of the transition committees and drafted its first budget, wrote some of the first job descriptions, and now recently as board chair, I've been pleased to do what I can in addition to the job I actually get paid for. But I'm also very glad to have Don Cunningham on board so I can go back to having one job instead of two.
That's great. Well, thanks again for both of you being here. And let's talk a little bit about the history, because some of our listeners might not know what you alluded to, Don, about, you know, being a part of it. Both of you were a part of the initial start of LVEDC 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. How did this all get started? Where did it come from? And
well, let me start. I mean, it really was the business community that launched it. The folks who are now the Lehigh Valley Partnership CEOs of the largest companies in the Lehigh Valley saw the handwriting on the wall that there was a real trend towards regional economic development organizations and that economic development entities more and more were being judged on their ability to work with each other. And highly related to that, business leaders were tired of being approached for funding by 10 or 12 different economic development organizations and wanted to consolidate that into one thing. And they did. And the lead into that was to sell the LVEDC concept as a unified marketing entity. But from the very beginning, the intent was to really make it into a single point of contact for anybody who had economic development needs. And it's grown from there. It's grown into a lot of things from there.
Yeah. No, I think Dan explains it real well. If you go back to that point in time, which is not all that long ago, but in the mid-1990s, this idea of branding and selling a region called the Lehigh Valley was somewhat new. For those of us who've grown up here, lived here for a long time, this was, you know, you might have offhanded called it the Lehigh Valley, but it really was. It was Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, Whitehall. Some of the issues that we still wrestle with were much more pronounced then, and I think with a lot of foresight, as Don said, with the business community, the CEOs knew that we'd be able to get the financing and be stronger marketing ourselves as a region and creating somewhat of a new brand. I mean, you got to remember, this is the day of the Billy Joel songs, and, you know, we're living here in Allentown and Bethlehem, they're standing in line, and steel was still going, but it was on its way down. How do you give yourself a new identity, and how do you grow a mixed-use economy that was once based so much on just a couple of industries?
Right, and there was strong individual identity in the communities as well, which was another hurdle at the time.
Well, very strong, and Don's right on target. And a couple of things I'd say to elaborate on that. In my day job with PPL, I work with a lot of economic development organizations, both municipal ones and regional ones. And one of the advantages the Lehigh Valley has is, while there was no brand identity, if you stop somebody on the street here and ask them what region they live in, they're going to say the Lehigh Valley. And if you ask them to draw it on the map, most people are going to do more or less the same thing. But if you do that in Scranton or Harrisburg, you're going to get, if you ask the question 10 times, you'll get 10 different answers. So we at least had that as a starting point. The Lehigh Valley is a known place. And again, as I travel around the state, talk to state officials, people here underestimate how far we've come in building that brand identity. The brand's there at this point, and it's accompanied by a real reputation for regional cooperation. Not that that's easy, but that reputation is there.
Right. Now, I think it's the initial charge has been incredibly successful in a relatively short period of time. Both externally from the business communities and the relocation, people understand what the Lehigh Valley is now, its assets, its location. And as Don made reference to, when we need to interface and talk to government folks in Harrisburg or Washington, they like the fact that we now come in with regional projects and regional priority lists. Instead of having to talk to four different mayors and two different county executives, they have one entity from an economic and in some ways a community development perspective saying, we've all worked together and we might have hashed it out behind the scenes, and here's our list of what's a priority for us.
I think it's really interesting, Don Cunningham, you were mayor when this all came about. Your role was then as one of the three cities?
Yeah, I was initially on city council and working at PPNL with Don Bernhardt when LVDC was created. And then I came in as mayor in 1998 and, proud to say, was the first local economic development corporation that gave over our assets to the greater good, to Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, which was the staff and operations of what we called BEDCO, the Bethlehem Economic Development Corporation. Again, that, you know, I bought in from the beginning and still a vigorous supporter of the idea that we're stronger collectively than we are as individual pockets. We also have much more resources. I mean, part of the challenge in a city like Bethlehem, and they still struggle with it, is, despite all of what goes on here, where do you come up with the money to market yourself?
Especially nationally. How do you go outside the borders?
It's almost impossible for mid-sized, small cities, communities to do that. The idea behind LVEDC and the flow of hotel tax dollars, along with Discover Lehigh Valley, is to get that aggregated collective mass of marketing and branding the region.
Don, I'm sorry I interrupted you before.
Yeah, I was just going to say that all the hard work that's gone into building that reputation for regional cooperation has paid dividends, including financial dividends, that funders have recognized that, you know, Pennsylvania has a well-earned reputation for being parochial, and this is one of the places that's gotten past that and can work together. And that's resulted, there have been a lot of grants and things funded that came here instead of someplace else because of that.
You know, a little anecdote to amplify what Don said is on two levels. I mean, one of those grants is this most recent $3.4 million from HUD for regional planning. And that, which is the shorthand, it's called Envision, and it's 12 different organizations. LVUDC was the grant recipient for it. But we were at the public input meetings last week over at SteelStacks here in South Bethlehem, and one of the folks in the audience talked about the redundancy of government and how can we get along. He said we have 62 municipalities in two counties, and was really saying how crazy that is. And in Allegheny County, where Pittsburgh is, they have 135 in one county.
I don't know how that.
When Don talks about, you know, the parochialism of Pennsylvania and the challenges, which all goes back to William Penn and the original chartering of Pennsylvania, which was local governments are sovereign, towns, villages, communities. You know, those are challenges that you can't wave a magic wand and erase. So organizations like LVUDC and other regional organizations, I think, are an overlay that help overcome some of that.
Your question about marketing, some of that's a question of who we need to market ourselves to. And one of the key audiences increasingly is professional site selection consultants. And certainly they don't want to go to the individual website of 62 or 130 or whatever the number it is of municipalities. Mm-hmm. They don't have time, and they just won't do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they love regional organizations that consolidate data for them, and that's an important part of what LVDC does.
Okay, now, LVDC has done some amazing things in bringing some headquarters here, Olympus and B. Braun and Orishore and Ocean Spray and Crayola. Now, that's sort of happened in the past, and I know there's some things on the books now, and with the economy the way it's been, are we at a crossroads in the Lehigh Valley as far as our economic development and where we've got to take it? Are there things we've got to do differently because of what we've experienced the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, one thing I would say is that, you know, considering we've been in the worst national economic recession since the Depression, since 2008, we've actually done very well in the Lehigh Valley. While we have lost some employers, and, you know, International Battery, it comes to mind, and there's been some struggles, and some companies have not been able to survive in the marketplace, we've added an incredible amount of, as you pointed out, Sally, corporate headquarter relocations, the Ocean Spray relocation, Boston Beer, which makes Sam Adams, has its largest brewery in America, in Lehigh County, Avantor, which is the old
Mel and Krunt Bakers.
JT Baker Company. That people know that it referenced probably better than Avantor. So we've done real well, and I think, you know, where LVUDC has been strong is as a connector, as an aggregator. I mean, it takes state government, county government, governments working on planning, zoning, finance packages, all those things. But LVUDC is one place that can bring all those people together. And where we've marketed and information has gotten out about better cost structure here, better tax structure, high quality workforce, good location, good infrastructure, we've actually been able to capitalize during this recession fairly well.
And how important is our location in all of this? I mean, I realize now that we're regional, okay, and that's also with the site selection folks, but how important is it that we're so close to all the population in the country?
Well, it's very important. I mean, from a marketing perspective, that's certainly one of the things that's always emphasized. But our economic connection, particularly to New Jersey and New York, has been extremely important. There's really been more of a nexus in that direction than south to Philadelphia for various reasons. Some of which is the comparative business climate in Pennsylvania has been more favorable than in New Jersey. Now, that's changing. That's a challenge on the horizon. Governor Christie has tackled that aggressively and made some difference. It's much mm-hmm. tougher competition. But that continues. There's still a lot of folks in that direction who look to the Lehigh Valley, and we're going to have to compete harder. But that's been and will continue to be extremely important.
You know, to your point about your question about the crossroads and where do we go from here, and, you know, I see the Lehigh Valley as a pretty accurate microcosm of the United States. I mean, our challenges are the country's challenges, which are, you know, how do you rebuild a manufacturing base? How do you compete in a global economy, in an information technologically connected world where products can be made much cheaper in Asia, on the subcontinent and in China? And, how do you develop an economy that is not exclusively service-based? And I think we've done that well, but I think, you know, a lot of the bigger picture development challenges are really national challenges that, you know, we're no different than anyone else here. If anything, we have capitalized on our location. I mean, being on the Northeast Corridor, 60 miles from the ports of North Jersey and 80 miles out of Manhattan, and having a better tax structure than Jersey has been a huge advantage, being the first counties over the line from New Jersey. As Don pointed out very well, that advantage may not last forever. Correct. If New Jersey changes its focus.
So, yeah, so we've got
I think that's part of what we have to focus on as well.
So our part of our challenge as we go forward. And you had mentioned about technology, and we're going to be taking a short break. But at one point, part of the positioning of the Lehigh Valley was that we were 3 hours ahead of Silicon Valley. You remember that billboard on 22, which I always thought was pretty clever. but when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk a little bit about where we think the Lehigh Valley is headed, where, from a business community standpoint, where would we like to go. So we're going to take a brief break right now, but stay tuned and we'll be back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Easton Main Street Initiative, offering free concert series this year. Live in the Square will run the last Friday of every month through September in Easton Center Square. Friday, July 27th, Xylophone People, minimalist music from Brooklyn featuring xylophones. For weather cancellations, eastonmainstreet.org or on Facebook.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. Any condition is accepted. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit WDIY.org.
Welcome back. You're here listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse tonight with guest Don Cunningham, President and CEO of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, and Don Bernhard, who is Chairman of the Board of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, and we let him work for PPL occasionally in this role. Before we broke, we were talking a little bit about where we're headed as far as the Lehigh Valley business, and I had mentioned that several years ago there was this great billboard on 22 that said that we were 3 hours ahead of Silicon Valley with our technology. But you know, there's other things going on here, and let's talk about that. Where do we think we're headed from a business mix standpoint or emphasis?
Well, in my training as an economic development professional, one of the first things they teach you is to understand your industry clusters and understand the trends there and then go try to build on them. And, yeah, in the past we've been fixated on technology employment, but one of the obvious observations about the Lehigh Valley economy is it's extremely diverse. If somebody quizzes me on, boy, what is the driver of the economy, there really isn't one, but there certainly are some key things. In economic development lingo, meds and eds, things related to medical institutions and certainly to our educational institutions here in the Valley, and there's a lot of commingled strategies there. The hospitals and the teaching hospital components in particular are real strengths and more spin-off businesses related to that. Also, there's still a strong manufacturing base here. I'm also involved with Allentown Economic Development Corporation, and they've worked really hard to identify what typically are small manufacturers inside the city of Allentown, and this is true throughout the Lehigh Valley. That's never really gone away. There are a lot of niche manufacturing companies, some of them bringing business back from offshore. Mm-hmm. So there's still a strength there to build on. You know, is that in and of itself the answer? No, that isn't, nor is any one thing the answer. But you add all of that up, and that diversity is a real strength in our economy, in good times and bad. It insulates us a little bit in the down times as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you mentioned that billboard and why it's obviously a cute billboard and something you've remembered mm-hmm. this many years later, in a lot of ways it's the wrong way to market, because each region has to, I think, develop around its own assets, its own infrastructure, its own educational institutions, its own location, and capitalize on its natural strengths. I think there was a big movement, probably more in the late 90s, to...
Before dot-com bust?
Yeah, to recreate whatever worked somewhere else. And everybody wanted to be the next Silicon Valley. Well, there was a reason why Silicon Valley was what it was, because of the human capital it had there and the technology. And I think what people found was you can't just kind of focus on a strategy that says we're going to replicate what somebody else did somewhere else. If you look at the history of growth and development through, you know, the American history, it always happened at the end of the pipeline, right? I mean, it was when the railroad, if you had a railroad stop, a station, it grew around that. And the canals, it was the canal towns grew up around that. The rivers where they met is where the towns grew up. And then ultimately the highways and so forth. And infrastructure still remains a critical component of why places grow. I mean, when you look at what happened on the old Bethlehem Steel Track here in South Bethlehem, it was very rarely mentioned. And one of the first things that when I was involved in it was the Norfolk Southern Intermodal Terminal right off of I-78 was the most important piece of redeveloping those 1,200 acres of the industrial land, because that is the most unique rail to quick interstate access that you're going to find in Pennsylvania and probably in part of the East Coast. So what sprung up around that is a lot of entities interested in getting their products in on rail and out on 78 to the ports of North Jersey being 60 miles away. So, you know, I think a lot more of those type of things mm-hmm. dictates economic strategy. And as Don pointed out, we've been very mixed use in the Lehigh Valley. It's hard to identify one sector as dominant, which in the end, I think, makes us much more healthy economically. I mean, I think our focus and part of this organization's focus is, where does that development happen? Can we redevelop the urban core and the brownfields and the cities, which is the harder work than the greenfields and the cornfields out in the outlying areas?
We've been down some other of those, you know, single thought sort of trails. Wall Street West is another good example.
Great idea
at the time.
Because it never happened.
It never really came together, but on the other hand, hasn't totally gone away mm-hmm. either. The basic concept, and it gets back to infrastructure strength, different infrastructure in this case. But the notion that, you know, could data centers cluster here in the Lehigh Valley? Yeah, I mean, almost every week in my PPL job, there's somebody looking at sites in the Lehigh Valley for data centers, and it's driven by the strength of the telecommunication infrastructure and the strength and reliability and price of the electric infrastructure. So while that concept didn't work exactly as planned, it's still an ongoing thing, and there will be more data centers here in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that keeps surfacing of late, and I'm going to say maybe the last year or so, especially when we talk about manufacturing and technology-oriented businesses where you need to have the skills, is the quality of our workforce. And are we prepared? Do we have enough? And I used to do business retention audits out in the community, and that's something I'd get different stories. If it was a Pennsylvania-based company, there weren't enough skilled labor. If it was a New Jersey company that came to Pennsylvania, they were thrilled. So where do we stand? How do we have the right population to help support some of this coming in?
You know, I'll answer that with an interesting anecdote. I had lunch the other day as I've been starting new in this job. I've been going all around the community talking to different folks who have had interaction with LVDC or not. And I was told this story about, and Don was just talking about telecom, a company called Adelphia, that the state played a big role in helping to locate in Pike County up in the northern part of Pennsylvania, and they got a big state contract for telecom. And in the end, what happened, interestingly, is they created about 900 jobs in Pike County, in essence, in the middle of nowhere, which was a great economic development coup for the northern part of Pennsylvania. The company's not there anymore. And part of the reason it's not there anymore was people didn't want to live there. And you know, the rural lifestyle is great for some, but for hard-charging telecom execs that were in Philadelphia previously, they didn't want to be in Pike County. So there's a roundabout way to get to your workforce question. I think part of the reason why we've done a good job of combining community development, quality of life, and economic development is realizing that, you know, our cities have to be healthy. People have to want to live here, want to raise a family here, maybe have access to safe neighborhoods, good schools, and a good quality of life, because that becomes a key part of attracting workforce, particularly in the more educated, technologically skilled sectors. Then the other issue becomes on, you know, workforce training, which we do through the WIB to try to retrain people for the careers that exist. But you have to have a desirable community to attract and maintain the type of workers that are going to want to be at companies.
That's right on target, that more and more it's important that you have the ability to attract smart young people to your area, and that revolves totally around quality of life and things you don't normally associate with economic development, cultural opportunities, outdoor recreation opportunities, which for a relatively urbanized area we have in abundance. The Delaware and Lehigh Heritage Canal Corridor assets that we have and the trails associated with that and the recreation facilities that the cities have, well, that just exist in general in the Lehigh Valley are tremendous assets. And we have enormous training assets here that people take for granted. But the two community colleges in both counties are tremendous things that don't exist everywhere.
Yeah, but I think it's a challenge for the American economy, right? I mean, we're living through this. The historians will look back at this as this tremendous transitional period, right? This evolution into technology and information and movement away from very, you know, a lot of low-skilled positions have been displaced by computers. You know, we all love Easy Pass. Those used to be toll collectors.
Correct.
I mean, you know, the automobile took away the jobs for the guys to put horses on shoes, right? I mean, the blacksmiths. So we're kind of in this huge transitional period, and sometimes you have to think, too, our educational institutions, our colleges, and Don mentioned some great ones that are focused on tech, retraining the community colleges and career path type things, but we're also turning out probably more lawyers and more stockbrokers than we need out of our colleges and universities in America, and we need more people trained in the sciences and the mathematics.
That's a great point and an ongoing challenge, and we have the resources to train those people, but young people, parents, people who are facing the need to retrain for jobs really need to be looking carefully at that. And even PPL, we're finding people, but it's a challenge. It takes work, and you know, we need to find at least 500 people a year just to break even, just to replace the retirees from our company.
Oh,
and they're not low-skilled jobs. I mean,
right.
And they're not just executive jobs, but the alignments job takes a lot of training and a lot of experience, and they're great jobs, but people need to be looking at those kind of opportunities, and certainly we have the ability within the Lehigh Valley to train people for those kind of what tend to be science and technology jobs.
And your question is a really good one because we're coming up on this baby boom bubble, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, all the people who were born between 1946 and 64 that, if their 401ks will allow it, maybe are reaching retirement age, and they're not as many just in sheer numbers of people to replace those workers in the workforce. So, you know, immigration becomes a huge thing, the influx. I mean, there's lots of opportunity there for a young worker that really wants to get the right type of training. But, I mean, Don made a good observation with the, you know, when parents send their kids off to college, they really might want to think about what are the jobs of tomorrow and where ought you get training in, instead of just saying, well, we want everybody to be doctors, lawyers, and accountants.
Correct. I think one of the things I read that one of the challenges in education right now is to develop that creative thought process that allows somebody to flex between different types of roles, jobs, because what they're trained for today will not necessarily be there tomorrow. And so how do you adjust personally to be able to flow with the different requirements and that whole creative thought without being so dependent on technology to do everything for you, to allow you to figure out how to use technology in whatever it is you do is extremely important. And there's they're trying to do that at daycares, as a matter of fact, to start to build that process of thinking creatively and not just mm-hmm. relying on being entertained.
Right.
Yeah, and so right. it's going to be very interesting the next few years. We had mentioned earlier about LVEDC being a one-stop shop. What does that mean? When somebody's interested, what does LVEDC provide that allows that sort of coordinated approach?
Well, the goal is, if you do it in a kind of a real-life example, if and this is for maybe a relocation, which is only half the story, because the majority of our jobs created in the region come from existing companies expanding. The relocations get the headlines.
Correct.
In the lexicon, they're the sexy stories, the Vantours and the Ocean Sprays. But the one-stop shop concept is somewhat what it is. When a business is coming in to look at sites, to have a single point of contact to get, first at the beginning stages, what properties are available. If you call LVEDC and you say, you know, we're a mid-size manufacturing operation that needs 40,000 square feet. We need to be close to an interchange. And you kind of lay out your parameters just as you would if you were a real estate agent, if you were looking to buy a house that was in a certain size in a certain type of neighborhood. So that's the initial starting point. And then what's the access to financing, loans? What's available through the incentive-based programs? And then the red tape in Pennsylvania is very government heavy. You need people to get you connected to the local government because they're going to run your zoning, your planning, and all of your site issues. Your county governments are going to be central in helping to liaison with state funds. Your governor's action team is going to be critical to put real money on the table if it's a big enough operation with enough jobs. That's about probably 15 different points of contact that entity would have to have. The goal here is that one person at LVEDC can connect you to all those components throughout that process.
Okay.
That's why we are, in essence, it's a small group. It's 16, 17 people that relies on relationships to all these other partners in order to be kind of the middle of the spokes of the wheel.
And in the old days, somebody would have walked in and say, well, we'll do this for you, but you got to go down the street to get that done and down this other street to get something else done. And that's just not good service. And I just interesting sidelight comment on technology, what Don was describing, a web-based information on properties. You know, not that long ago, that was done. Utilities were counted to keep that, and there were rows and rows of paper and file cabinets that filed all the sites, and the utilities were the only ones really willing to invest the money to do that. Now it's all on the web in a really nice tool that somebody can say, okay, I need a building that's this wide and this high and it's rail served and it has to be a KOZ. You punch the button, it comes back. Well, here's a list of sites that meet your criteria. And then it uses GIS technology to, within a 5 or a 25 mile radius, somebody wants to know, well, how many mechanical engineers live within 20 miles of that site? And just like that, they have that information back.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the relocation services, but there's other services, Don, that LVEDC offers, and it's to existing, but it's also to those that are relocating. I'm thinking about things like the foreign trade zone, the land recycling support.
Right. There are a lot of what I would consider, you know, programs that exist under this kind of larger idea of helping businesses to grow or encouraging businesses to locate. Their LVEDC is a clearinghouse, if you will, for a multitude of different programs without going into a lot of detail. But if a company is looking at an old industrial site, we do have a whole initiative within the organization that helps fund site assessments for what kind of environmental problems are there, things that you're going to need to get your financing, to clean up, to get through your regulatory. There are initiatives here in South Bethlehem to help with tech-based startup companies. There are a myriad of different things that can be brought to bear if they're of interest to a particular
user.
So in essence, aside from just sort of the land and keeping relationships with local communities and what's happening there, LVEDC also helps to maybe be the local conduit to other programs within the community as well. So that sort of everything is sort of knowledge-based, housed at LVEDC, mm-hmm. and we can direct folks to different organizations.
That's true. And some of those are being actually run by LVEDC, and some are being run and operated by others mm-hmm. that we should be aware of and connecting users with if it fits their criteria.
Okay. You have been listening to Don Bernhardt from PPL and chair of Lehigh Valley Economic Development's Board of Directors, and Don Cunningham, who is the president and CEO. We're going to be taking another short break, and then we'll be back and talk about some new initiatives, some new directions, where they think they're going to get their crystal balls out for us and tell us where they think Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation is headed and where the valley is headed. So stay tuned.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture, from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, and Brittany, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Bringing you music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 on WDIY Allentown listener-supported community public radio.
Welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon. I am your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And with me this evening are our new president and CEO of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, Don Cunningham, and Don Bernhardt, who is president of the Board of Trustees of our Board of Directors of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the types of services that LVEDC provides to businesses that are thinking of relocating, as well as businesses that want to grow in the Lehigh Valley. There is one designation that LVEDC received last year that I think is extremely important, and I don't know how many people realize that LVEDC is now an international economic development organization. And Don Bernhardt, you were there as a part of this whole process. I think it was before you became president, and then as you became president, we got this certification. What does this mean to us here in the Lehigh Valley business community?
I was. It's something I pushed for and thought then and continue to think that it's very important. It's an absolute standard of excellence. First of all, International Economic Development Council is the preeminent international economic development organization. They have programs to certify individuals as certified economic development professionals, which I've lived through, and it was a very interesting process. But they also have a process, a rigorous process, to certify organizations. And there are only, I think it's 32, it's just over 30 organizations in the world, that have gotten this designation. And it's a lot of documentation. You need to have a really strong strategic plan, which we needed to redo for LVEDC as an entry ticket to even be considered for this designation. Then you have to submit a lot of paperwork, a lot of documentation that you've done certain things, and then they send an inspection team out. They send people who run top economic development organizations somewhere else in the country, and they take a look at how you're doing. So it took a lot of work and a lot of dedication from the staff and the board. But in terms of what it means, it's a recognized standard. That I mentioned site selection consultants earlier. When they see somebody has that certification, it tells them, without them doing any research, that they will be dealing with professionals there and will be dealt with efficiently and well. So it's a real honor, and it has some real meaning.
Yeah, and I think Don's been very modest, but he was really the driver behind that. And I think the board is, and the organization's been fortunate to have people like Don that are very passionate about economic growth and development, have been doing it their whole careers, and pushed for the Lehigh Valley's Economic Development Corporation to be one of 32 in the world that are have reached this gold standard, which can only help. Because, again, it's just another thing that when site selectors and people are looking at the Lehigh Valley, they know they have an entity that knows how to get it done. I think my job coming in as president and CEO is make sure that we stay focused on delivering results and value added. And it's great that we've achieved that shingle on the wall, if you will, that certificate. But we've got to have to make sure that everybody's experience matches that when they work with LVEDC. So I think we've got a great vision and program that the board really went after with Don's leadership and achieved. And we just have to make sure we live up to that and go beyond that every day.
So where are we going? Where are we headed? What do you see as being most critical this year, 5 years?
Well, I tend to maybe simplify the mission. It's a lot of things, right? It's a million moving parts. But at the end of the day, our job is to grow the economy of the Lehigh Valley, to help create jobs, and to do that through marketing ourselves, telling our story, and then being strategic about where we help to grow. As we talked about mm-hmm. a little earlier in the program, you don't really need economic development corporations or programs to develop some of the easier places to develop. The market will take care of them themselves. I think we see, and our board sees, the role of this organization as helping some of the harder to do spots. And those are, you know, we've got just hundreds and hundreds of old industrial sites in this Lehigh Valley because of our history, that we don't want to just sit there fallow while we tear up more cornfields. I mean, cornfields are going to get developed, but we think it's also important to put some effort into reusing these old sites, that our central cities are important. I mean, when we talked earlier mm-hmm. about workforce and community growth, we have a great advantage in not only three great cities that have attractive and interesting downtowns historically, architecturally, also lots of little towns and boroughs that are really neat places to be and to live, and they need more help. You know, suburban communities kind of grow organically on their own. So I think the organization rightfully has over the years taken on a focus in trying to help grow in a smart way.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. I mean, we always have to tend to the basics of attracting quality businesses here, but more and more we need to pay attention to sustainable development, meaning we need the right jobs in the right places. And we are committed to helping the cities, and that's just more and more important. It's critical that the Neighborhood Improvement Zone in Allentown succeeds, and I certainly think it will, and we can help with that. And I've always challenged people that, you know, in your business travels, think about the places that you really like that you visited, and identify even one for me that you would think of moving to that has a failed downtown. You know, they don't exist. I mean, it's a reflection. Right. If you're going to have a successful region, the center cities have to be important. And I don't want to lose sight of the boroughs, too. There's a lot of small mm-hmm. little cities, too, and their economic health is important as well. And I give the Lehigh Valley Chamber a lot of credit for taking leadership in that and helping to execute Main Street programs, which are proven programs, proven success stories in a lot of the boroughs.
Yeah. And I think Don, you know, mentioned a very important topic, which is, you know, the shorthand has become the NIZ, but the Neighborhood Improvement Zone law and to help Allentown redevelop, which is certainly heavy on state incentive and met with a lot of controversy from outlying municipal governments because of what was originally, a withholding of some of the earned income tax that would have gone to the outlying areas, albeit not a whole lot of money, but some. And then some of the developers that were concerned on subsidizing professional office rents and so forth. But Don's point is an excellent one. You can't have a central city, and even though I was the mayor of Bethlehem, because of my work at PP&L in the last 7 years being county executive, I've worked more years in downtown Allentown than I have in downtown Bethlehem. You can't have a central city that is something people want to avoid and have a successful region. At some point, you know, we have to look beyond the interest of just our own neighborhood into the greater good of the Lehigh Valley. And I think this particular law, we can debate, you know, whether
forever.
It's good
mm-hmm.
or bad. But the point is the intention is right, which is to resurrect and return some of the grandeur and the functionality of what was once downtown Allentown. You know, for those of us who grew up here, that was the place to go.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was the place to shop. That was the place to be. Bethlehem was a steel town. There were two restaurants in the whole city. And it's transitioned away from that. It's the mayor's doing a good job and the group in Allentown. But it needs more infusion to get that done. And I agree with Don. I think it's going to happen. I think this law is going to be a catalyst and a game changer. But we have to be centrally involved in that.
We do. And Don said something else that's important. That doesn't mean Greenfield development will come to a stop. It won't. If we're going to put another 140,000 people in the Lehigh Valley, which is the latest planning estimates of what the growth will be, there will be more Greenfield development. But it's important that that be thought out carefully and what there is of that be planned and executed carefully.
Well, yeah. The quote's been attributed to so many people over the years. I don't know who originally said it, but the best social program is a job, right? And if you have a good job and you can make a good living, it takes care of a lot of things in life. And historically, people drove over great miles to get to jobs that were good jobs in the Lehigh Valley. Bethlehem Steel, when it was here in South Bethlehem, employing 25,000 people. People drove from Scranton. They drove from Wilkes-Barre. They drove a long way because that was a good job. So we can't turn away from the marketplace where if a company wants to locate in a suburban office park and create 250 great-paying jobs, we have to embrace that. We might want to point out that there's great locations in downtowns and on brownfields, but at the end of the day, if that corporate entity says we want a shiny new building in a corporate setting next to Olympus, we have to embrace that as well, because that's how I view it, because still we're creating a job that can give somebody and a family opportunity and a good life.
Absolutely.
Here.
Right.
You know, that they're going to drive to.
There's been some discussion, the last, I'm going to say 15 years, that the more global we get in our business lives and sort of disconnected from having to go to a place to work, the more the community becomes a central figure in our lives. So it's called glocal. The more global we get, the more local we are with our personal lives and the need to connect. And the downtowns are where that happens. I consider from some other articles that I've read, you know, the heartbeat of the community is really in the downtown of any particular community, whether it's a municipality or whether it's, you know, Lehigh Valley's Lehigh County.
Yeah, the downtowns and the sort of genuine communities, and they can be small, go back to the boroughs, but places where you can walk to things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, they're developed in a way that you get to know your neighbors and you just sort of naturally connect to things. And I think that's a big theme with younger people, too, that they're looking for those kind of real communities, genuine places, as opposed to just, you know, a cookie-cutter suburb.
24-hour energy.
That's right.
That's one of the central answers to your question that you posed at the beginning of this segment, which was, what are the opportunities? And I think one of the unique assets of the Lehigh Valley is, while we don't have a Philadelphia or a New York with one central downtown with a million people in it, we have lots of really cool smaller downtowns sprinkled around here. And not just Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton, but if you've ever spent any time in Emmaus or Albertus or Catasauqua or, you know, Hellertown. And there are reasons people choose to live there, for a lot of the reasons that you two have been talking about, because, hey, you see your neighbors regularly, you go to the corner bar, you can walk to the grocery store, you can do all those things. And I agree with all of you that I think that's the future. That's where a lot of the young people are going to want to be, and we're well positioned to capitalize on that.
A while ago, maybe 5-10 years ago, was the brain drain was a big concern in Pennsylvania, that we were educating all these young people and they were going out and not necessarily staying in the communities. But from my perspective, young people want to go out and explore the world these days. So there's no way we're going to necessarily keep them here at Lehigh or Lafayette or wherever. However, what I hear all the time is when they want to have a family,
you come back.
They come back. So that's where having the jobs, having the communities being strong so that they can raise the next generation becomes extremely important.
I can tell you, I graduated from Freedom High School in 1983. I'm 46 years old. And throughout the 80s and into the early 90s, That first 10 years, most of the people I graduated with did leave. Now, some of that was, we were kind of right at the steel-based economy, but they were no longer hiring, and the opportunities weren't here. But as the opportunities started to emerge, and exactly what you said, I see people from high school that I didn't see for 20, 25 years say, I moved back. So it's like, you know, with our own kids, they're always going to leave the nest. You have to hope that if you created a comfortable enough nest, at some point they're going to return.
Hopefully not to your nest, maybe next door.
Right, to somebody, to their own nest.
They can have the same neighborhood.
You know, hopefully we can keep it good enough that they'll come back.
Don, let's focus a little bit on you and what you're bringing. Now, this is your second week at LVEDC, and we're so fortunate to have the background. But you've been in private, you've been in public, now you're in this quasi-public-private partnership. Wow. What are your goals?
Well, first of all, I feel really, really fortunate in being selected to take on this position. As you pointed out, you know, I'm from the Lehigh Valley. Pretty much my whole career's been here. I started out as a newspaper writer, and I worked at Moravian College in the administration as their director of communications, and then went on to PP&L working in the corporate office and corporate communications. And then, you know, because of interest in my own community, which here was Bethlehem, you know, ran for office, which put me on the course of you know, being a mayor and a cabinet secretary and a county executive. But I kind of look at the work that I've done has all been relatively the same, and it's all been leading towards, you know, what this organization is all about, which is growing and advancing the Lehigh Valley, marketing and promoting us. You know, I'm a big cheerleader and a lover of my hometown and my home area, and working with everybody to help get the job done. And the job, although I don't have to run for election, thank God, anymore, the job is a lot like what I've done before, which is tell the story, promote, and, you know, work your tail off to make good things happen by working with everybody. So, you know, I know there was a hesitancy on some folks that were involved in the process to hire somebody from the political realm. Hopefully what I showcased is that while I worked in politics, I did have a pretty good background privately before that, and that my knowledge of the area, my relationships, and hopefully some of the work I've done in the past will help me get this job done for the organization, which is really a partnership. It's truly a partnership of public and private entities coming together to make the Lehigh Valley grow and be better.
Well, and let's talk about that public-private sort of government relationship that LVEDC has, because I don't know how many people really understand all the sort of folks that are entangled, because that really is a strength that you bring, having been in so many of those pieces of it.
Well, it's a strength, but you know, it's always a challenge when you have a partnership-based organization to keep everyone happy, and as you hit different trends politically and philosophically and so forth. It's like having a big family and having all of the kids feel like they equally are getting their share and have their spot at the table, right? So I mean, we for every day have to be diligent to not take for granted the fact that entities and governments have joined into this partnership. We have to keep them there, and they have to continue to see value in it. You know, I think there's myriad examples of the values that LVEDC has brought, but we can't ever take for granted that everybody understands that history, and we have to continue to work at it.
It's an everyday task, because by partnership, it doesn't just mean that there's dollars coming from public and private sector, which there are, but it means that people work together and understand their relative needs, that private sector has some understanding of what government needs, and government understands the needs of business if they're going to prosper.
And I will say that, you know, we don't operate in a vacuum. I mean, we live in right now a a national political climate that is, to put it nicely, unique. I mean, we have, you know, it used to be easier for both parties to get along and find common ground. That's clearly not the realm we're in right now in Washington or in Harrisburg. So it's a more challenging time to forge partnerships and to keep them together and to, you know, to, God forbid, though, we allow all this great work to create these excellent regional entities to get damaged through a retrenchment, through people wanting to go back to being, you know, a parochial.
Yeah, isolated.
And that is probably going to be the forever fear when you're trying to maintain any regional entity.
Right.
Not just LVEDC, the chamber, the airport,
United Way.
It's a, you know, you're constantly battling the forces of, well, why are we doing this? Why don't we just go back to being what we were 20 years ago on our own?
Yeah, it's a big, because the history is lost. You know, we've been in business now 17 years, so people coming on board don't have the knowledge that why this was so important
to
develop.
Take the success for granted.
Yes.
It wasn't always, you know, it wasn't always there.
Absolutely.
We weren't always growing the way we have been the last 20 years.
And we've been very fortunate. And in addition to the government, I mean, the business community is also in turmoil too, which is a part of this partnership, which also impacts, you know, we've got to keep them abreast and appraised as well as what's going on. We have about a minute left. Parting comments that you'd like to share with the listeners before we close up the show?
Well, I would just say to piggyback to the parting comment on what you just said, this is an organization that's not very big. Its annual budget is $2.3 million. It employs about 17 people. And the value added that it brings to the region in terms of jobs, economic growth, and working together in marketing is greatly, greatly exceeds its size. So hopefully that's, you know, what we can convey, that it's a little bit of investment for a whole lot of good.
Multiplier factor. Mm-hmm. Don Bernhardt, anything you'd like to share?
Well, just that in my travels around the state or even around the country, LVEDC is widely recognized as a top economic development organization, and a lot of people done a lot of good work to get it there. And in the week that Don Cunningham's been on the job, I've heard nothing but great things from people, and I know he's going to succeed in not only keeping it there, but building on that success.
Well, I don't think he was allowed to land. I think he started running as he began. Listeners, if you would like to ask a question, remember you can send us something through email to info@wdiy.org. Again, any questions for Don Cunningham, Don Bernhardt, or myself, you're welcome to send through the station. We'd love to get your feedback and comments. We're sorry we can't take them live, but please, we will get back to you as soon as we hear from you. Don Cunningham, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sally. Thanks for focusing on this important topic. We really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Don Bernhardt, thank you for being a part of this, and now you can sit back a little bit that Don Cunningham's on the job, correct?
I'm looking forward to that.
That's great. Neil Heaver, thank you so much for being our producer tonight. And stay tuned, Lehigh Valley, for Celtic Fair's coming up next.